here with my wife Danielle and my two boys, Stryker and Duke. I have my own business, which is a gym. So we were closed for almost 2 years, off and on, but got closed down 5 different times just because of the lockdown restrictions. And that's our family source of income, including Danielle, who also works there. So I feel like my pandemic story would be more focused on, you know, trying to kind of manage the financial component of, you know, having to raise a family. And at that point, we were living in Toronto. Having to kind of, you know, operate a business that was closed, but still trying to keep it open. So that was a massive, challenging part of our whole family's life, not just mine. And I ended up having to actually take a job in Florida. So I traveled 4 days there, 4 days in Toronto, back and forth for about 2 years. Hence why Danielle talks about probably the parenting more, because she was the one doing majority of the parenting at that time for sure. So that was, you know, that was, it actually ended up being a good thing, and it opened up a lot of opportunities for myself. But it was never done that before. I never had to travel back and forth for work and be away from my family. And I think they have short memories at this age, and they don't realize if I'm gone for 4 days, it may feel like 4 hours. I don't think they have the same concept of time as we do. That said, I Stryker would be sad at daycare, and the daycare instructor would say, like, listen, I think he's really missing his dad. And that hits you, right? That hits you like wow. He actually, you know, like, they have these emotions that they're still attached to, even though he at that point was whatever, 1.5, 2 years old. It was that part of it for sure affected the kids. But in terms of a socialization component, one thing that wasn't closed was daycares, and we have young kids, so they didn't have to go through the school shutdowns like older kids did, which I think affected that age kids tremendously, with no sports and no seeing their friends. But he was around little kids the whole time, so I don't think it affected them in that respect, and they're both doing great now. And I think we were lucky enough to have young kids during it, instead of having kids that were in elementary school or high school, where you missed out on a lot of